From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
With this year's wine grape harvest winding down, the economic forecast for the industry is worthy of a toast.
The wineries are really very optimistic about the future. They're virtually selling all the wine they can make right now, and it's a good period going forward.
Director of Wine Studies at the UC Davis Business School, Smiley has conducted a survey of wine professionals for the last 16 years. He says consumer perception of the health benefits of wine, as well as the ability of wineries to directly ship their wines to individuals, will push sales.
People are moving up from the lower-end wines into pricier, better wines. What we call entry points, people will come into the market, either drink White Zin or Yellowtail or Two Buck Chuck, and then usually they'll move up to, as their tastes mature, into a little better wine.
Grape growers are apparently worried about the impact of global warming on future production. Smiley says environmental issues will no doubt be the major concern of growers.
It's not a 5-year threat, it's a 50-year threat. They're concerned for their kids. They're concerned about whether or not they're actually going to have the weather conditions, for example, in Napa, to grow the grapes that justify paying $200,000 an acre for that land.
Smiley says Germany may become the next Napa Valley.
They are a country which doesn't get enough sunshine to grow grapes well, and they're just happy about global warming as far as their growing conditions.
Smiley says that Pinot Noir and Pinot Grigio are going to be the hot sellers for the next 5 years. Paul Fotenauer reporting from Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.